Well, good morning, everyone, and it's a pleasure to be with you. I like the way you helped Anna read the Bible. When she started to stumble, you all joined in and helped her.
So,
if I start to stumble, one of you can come up and take my place. Maybe Wei Wei can preach this sermon. Now, we spent the last 3 weeks talking about Jesus and all that He has done for us. His life, His death, and His resurrection for us. The question we want to ask today is, what must we do for Jesus?
所以今天我想要问的问题就是，我们应当为耶稣做些什么？
In other words, how do we respond to all that He's done for us? What must we do?
所以为了回应耶稣为我们所行的一切，我们应当做些什么呢？
Of course, this is not a new question.
这不是一个新的问题了。
In Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter preaches quite a very long sermon to a large group of Jewish men and women.
在《使徒行传》第二章里面，使徒保罗对着一大群的犹太人的男男女女做了一篇长篇讲道。He
tells them all about the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for them, not only in His life, but also in His death and His resurrection.
他告诉这些犹太人，所有关于耶稣的事情，不仅是他如何为他们而生，也包括他为他们而死，以及他的复活。And
immediately they ask the question.
然后立刻他们就问了这个同样的问题。What
must we do after all that He has done for us?
那我们应当怎样行才能够回应他为我们做的？
Later in the same book of Acts, we read another story, and the same question is asked.
然后在使徒行传后面呢，我们读到一个故事，同样问了这个问题。
This time it's asked by the guard of a jail in a city called Philippi.
这次问这个问题的呢，是一个狱卒，地点是在一个城市叫腓立派。
If you remember the story, an earthquake has just hit Philippi, and the doors of the prison have opened, and all the chains around the prisoners' arms and feet have fallen off.
大家记得这个故事，当时发生了一场神秘的地震，震断了所有囚犯手脚上的这个链子。
Now the guard, because he knows if he loses prisoners, he will be killed, decides he's going to kill himself. And so he pulls out his sword to thrust it into his body.
所以当时的狱卒呢，他知道所有的囚犯都跑掉了，他肯定会被处死，所以他就决定自杀。所以他抽出他的刀，准备插入自己的身体里。Paul
and Silas yell out, "Don't do it!"
当时保罗和希拉马上制止他，别这样。The
prison hasn't emptied. The prisoners haven't run away. They're still there.
原来那些囚犯都没有跑，他们还在那里。Now
the jailer is overjoyed, as you would be, as I would be.
所以那个狱卒呢，就欣喜若狂，就是你也这样，我也是这样。And
in his joy, he asked this very same question: What must I do to be saved?
所以惊喜过后呢，他就问了这个同样的问题：我当行什么？我当做些什么可以得救呢？
Imagine you're Paul or Silas. What would you have said to him?
假设你是保罗或者你是希拉，你会怎么说？
What must we do to be saved?
我们应当做些什么可以得救？
Is there something we have to do before we can be saved by the Lord Jesus?
所以在我们得到这个主耶稣的救赎之前，我们要做些什么？
Would you pray with me for a second?
请大家跟我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, teach us your word.
Sorry.
Heavenly Father, teach us your word.
亲爱的天父，请把你的道指示给我们。
Teach us what we must do to be saved.
只是我们应当做些什么才可以得救。
Clear up any doubts in our minds.
将我们心中的疑虑消除。
And speak to our spirits for Jesus' sake.
为了耶稣的缘故对我们的灵讲话。
Amen. What must we do to be saved?
那我们应当做些什么可以得救呢？
Does anyone want to come up here and preach the sermon from here on out?
有人愿意上来讲道吗？回答这个问题，讲道。
The key word I want you to remember is the word on the screen, the word recognize.
所以我希望你们记住的主要这个关键词就是大屏幕上打出来的这个词，就是承认。
The first step that we must do in order to be saved is to recognize.
所以第一步，我们要得救的第一步就是要承认。
Recognize two things.
承认这样两件事情。
First, we must recognize the truth about ourselves.
第一就是要承认关于我们自己的事实。
Have you ever noticed the people who turn to Jesus in the scriptures?
在圣经里面，凡是跟从耶稣的人，都是些什么人？大家
有没有注意？What sort of people were they?
都是些什么样的人呢？
Generally, they were the poor and the downcast. They were the outcast. They were the hurting.
一般来说，都是那些穷困潦倒、受人欺压、被人排斥、心灵伤痛的人。
They were people who were humbled by their life situation.
他们的生活处境使他们非常的卑微。
And in their humility, they were able to freely admit just how broken and helpless they were.
正因为如此，在卑微当中，他们可以坦然地承认自己是如何的破碎，如何的无助。
They recognized that they couldn't save themselves.
他们承认自己没有办法救自己。
They recognized that they needed a savior.
他们承认他们需要一位救世主。
And that's why they came like beggars, pleading with Jesus to help them.
所以他们像乞讨的人一样来到耶稣的面前，祈求他救他们。
I want you to think about Jairus in our story today.
今天我们的这个故事当中讲到了雅鲁。
Now we know that Jairus was a prominent man. He must have been very wealthy, and he was a synagogue ruler.
今天这个雅鲁呢，位高权重，他是一个管会堂的。
But the story tells us that he comes to Jesus when everything else has failed.
但是今天这个故事讲到，在他山穷水尽的时候呢，他来到耶稣的面前。
And that's why we see him coming and begging Jesus.To save his sick daughter.
他是来求耶稣救他生病的女儿。
Look at verses 22 and 23.
经文22到23节。
Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and he pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.
有个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前，再三地求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”
It's clear from the story that Jairus was a wealthy man.
所以这个故事里面很清楚，这个雅鲁是一个很有钱的人。
And we can assume that he's already spent a lot of money.To try to help his daughter get better.
所以我们可以想象，他已经在他小女儿的这个治病、请医问药上面花了大把的金钱。
You know how much doctors cost? You know how much medicine costs?
你们都知道请医生要多少钱，买药要多少钱。
But clearly nothing had worked.
可是很明显没有用。
In fact, the story says that his daughter was only getting worse.
这个上面说他的女儿情况日益糟糕。
That's when he turned to Jesus.
就在这个时候他转向了耶稣。
He had come to the end of his own resources.
因为这个时候他已经穷途末路了。
He is in fact so desperate that he literally begs Jesus to come home with him to place his hands on his daughter so that she might live.
所以这个时候他其实已经是心灰意冷，实际上他就是在祈求耶稣跟他回家，按手在他小女儿身上。这样他可以存活。
Have you ever had to beg?
你们有没有有过这个要祈求的经历？
Anyone here? Have you ever had to beg?
有没有人不得不祈求别人？
I don't see anyone put their hand up.
没人举手。
We are self-sufficient, aren't we?
我们都可以自给自足, 不需要求人。
Imagine you're a beggar.
那想象一下, 如果你是个乞丐,
what would you feel?
感觉什么样?
To beg is demeaning.
乞讨是一种非常丢人的, 非常屈辱的。
To beg is humiliating.
非常屈辱的经历。
To beg is to say, I've lost control of my life, and I have to depend on the pity of strangers in order to survive.
所以所谓去乞讨，意思就是说，你就承认自己的生活你已经没有办法掌控了，你不得不依靠于外陌生人的这个怜悯来继续存活下去。
What does Jairus do here?
所以这里的雅鲁做了什么呢？
He begs.
他祈求。
This proud, this wealthy man actually gets on his knees and he begs Jesus.
所以这个不可一世的有钱人, 他其实就是跪倒在耶稣的面前, 他祈求耶稣。
When we ask the question, what must we do to be saved?
所以我们刚才问的问题, 哈, 我们应当做些什么才能够得救?
The first part of the answer is that we must recognize the truth about ourselves.
所以这个问题的第一点就是我们必须要承认关于我们的这个事实。
And the truth is, we are beggars.
这个事实就是我们其实都是乞讨的。
You and I are unable to save ourselves.
你们也好,我也好,我们都不能够救自己。
Your money won't help you. Your fine jobs won't help you. Your status in life won't help you. Your family can't help you. Your ancestors won't help you.
钱救不了你,你找了份工,这个工也救不了你,你的家人也救不了你,你有权,有名望,有地位,但这些都救不了你。
We have no power.
我们根本没有能力的。
We have no resources.
我们也没有办法。
What we do have, in fact, all our money and our pride and our power and our prestige is actually worthless before God.
所以在神的面前,我们所有的金钱, 骄傲, 权力, 名誉,
You know, there's a story in the Bible about a rich man who comes to Jesus and he wants to be saved. And Jesus tells him to give all his money away first.
耶稣跟他说,
Why?
为什么呢?
Because his money won't save him.
因为钱救不了他。
He has to come like a beggar.
他必须像乞丐一样。
Or else he can't come at all.
不然的话他根本得不了，不能得救。
Are you willing to come as a beggar?
你愿不愿意像乞丐一样来?
Are you willing to admit that everything you have and all your achievements and all your diplomas and all your money and your fine houses and fine cars and all your good things in life are actually rubbish before God?
你愿不愿意承认你手上的金钱，你的那些学历，你的这些。 大房子、名车，你所有手上那些值钱的东西，在神的面前都是一文不值。
The Apostle Paul uses an even more raw word when he describes all his possessions and money and wealth. He calls it dung. You know what dung is? Yes, dung.
所以保罗在描述这些金钱、权力、这些地位的时候，用的词更加的直白。他用的是。
Because it can't save us.
因为它根本救不了我们。
Even worse, it can actually hold us back from being saved.
而且非但救不了我们，这些东西还阻碍我们，让我们不能够得救。
Because when we have lots of money and lots of houses and finances and fame and fortune, we don't need God.
因为 有了钱,有了大房子,有了名誉,有了地位,什么都有的时候,我们就觉得不需要上帝。
You know your friends who you're trying to get to come to church?
你知道你有朋友会,你要请他来教会。
And they say, oh, I don't really need God.
那他就会说,我才不需要神。That's
right, they don't. Because they think they are self-sufficient.
没错,他们是不需要,因为他们自己觉得什么都有了。
But wait for the day when all that is gone. Wait for the day when all that fails them.
可是等到有一天,这所有的一切都散尽了。等到有一天,他们山穷水尽了。I guarantee
on that day they'll want to come to God.
我敢保票,他们那一天肯定会来到神的面前。
And they will beg God for his mercy and his grace.
他们会祈求神的, 怜悯和恩惠。
Friends, what must we do to be saved? Good question. What must we do to be saved?
所以这个我们必须要做些什么才可以得救, 这是一个很好的问题。
A lot of people think, oh, I can do this for God, and I can do that for God, and I can buy him this, and I can pay for that, and I can do all sorts of nice things with my money.
所以很多人可以说, 啊, 我可以为神做这个, 我可以买那个, 我有钱, 我可以做好多好多事情给神。
Give it all away, says Jesus, and come to me.
可是耶稣说, 放弃所有的这一切, 来到我的面前。
You can't bargain with God.
你不能跟神讨价还价的。
He wants you just as you are.
他就是想要你本来的面目过来。
The first thing in doing for God is to recognize that all the things that you would like to do can't be done because God is not going to be bought.
所以第一件事你必须承认,你想要做的那件事情其实根本在神的面前是不值钱的,因为神是买不来的。
May we recognize that we cannot save ourselves.
所以我们必须承认我们自己根本救不了自己。
Now the second story in today's passage from Mark 5 is very similar to the first story.
所以今天第二个故事是马可福音第五章的这个故事,跟第一个非常类似。
In this second story, we find a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years.
在这个故事里面呢, 有一个女人患血漏12年了。
For 12 long years, she has been searching for an answer to her physical problem.
所以整整12年, 她一直在寻求这个医治好她这个疾病的答案。
And because she has a problem with blood, she cannot integrate into the society of Jewish people.
也因为她患的是这个血漏的病, 所以她没有办法融入, 犹太人的这个社会圈子。
She is unclean.
她不洁净。
And so in verse 26, we're told something very important, that over the course of the 12 years, she has suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
所以在第26节哈, 这个故事告诉我们一些非常重要的信息, 就是在这个整整的12年里面, 她在好些医生手里受了许多的苦, 又花尽了她所有的, 一点也不见好, 病势反倒更重了。
This woman is isolated from her community.
所以这个女人其实非常的孤单。
And when she goes to doctors, they can't help her.
她找医生, 医生救不了她。
She has trusted in her money, but her money can't help her.
她信赖她的金钱, 可是金钱也救不了她。
And just like Jairus, she too has come to the end of her own resources.
所以就像刚才的雅鲁一样, 这个女人现在已经是穷途末路, 山穷水尽的时候了。
And it's only now, at the end of her resources, that she finally recognizes the truth about herself.
但只有在这个时候, 就是在她山穷水尽的时候, 她终于承认到关于自己的这个事实。
The truth is, she is all alone in this world.
那这个事实就是, 她在这个世界上是无依无靠的。
And only God can save her.
只有神才能救得了她。
How would you feel about being in that situation?
如果你处在那样的环境里面, 你会怎么想?
It's the same situation that King David found himself in as he wrote Psalm 73.
这也是大卫王在写这个诗篇73篇时候的处境。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
除你以外, 在天上我有谁呢? 除你以外, 在地上我也没有所爱慕的。 我的肉体和我的心肠衰残, 但神是我心里的力量, 又是我的福分, 直到永远。
Once this woman's props were gone, the things that held her up, once her pride was removed, once her need outweighed her own sense of shame, only then did she come to Jesus like a beggar.
所以只有当这个女人的支柱垮了, 她的骄傲散尽, 一旦他的需求远远超过他的羞耻感的时候呢，只有在这个时候，他才会像乞丐一样来到耶稣的面前。
Only then was she desperate enough to push her way through the crowd and break social norms.
所以只有在这个时候呢，他才不顾一切地推开众人。这样子呢，也其实违反了社会行为准则。
You see, by Jewish law, she shouldn't have even been there in a crowd.
因为根据犹太人的传统，一个女人是不能这样子跑出来。
But she is so desperate. She is willing to risk everything just to grab the hem of Jesus' robe.
可是这个女人已经不顾一切了，她甘愿冒任何的风险，只是为了抓住耶稣这个衣服的边上。
Like a beggar.She knows she has no other option.
所以像一个乞丐，她知道自己别无选择。
She recognizes that she is an irreparably broken person in urgent need of a savior.
她承认自己是一个无可救药的女人，迫切的需要一位救世主。
Are you like this woman?
你会不会也是像这个女人一样呢？
Or are you too proud to beg?
或者是你觉得自尊心太强了，不愿意来祈求。
Too proud to admit that you've got a problem.
向神祈求你有问题，你觉得。
Too proud to confess that you can't make it on your own.
所以你是不是自尊心太强，不愿意在神的面前承认？
Are you too proud to admit that you're all alone?
是不是你的骄傲让你不能够承认你有所有这些问题？
Do you have such an elevated view of yourself and hiding from everybody else's judgment of you that you can't see yourself ever falling on your knees in public and making a fool of yourself?
所以你是不是对一直是很高看自己，所以你不愿意把自己的问题在众人面前不愿意让众人看见你的问题，让自己出洋相，所以你就隐藏自己，不愿意俯伏在神的脚下，请他帮助。
Is begging Jesus for salvation beneath your dignity?
请求耶稣来救赎你，是不是觉得很掉价？
If that's the case, you'll never experience his salvation.
如果是这样子的话，你就从来没有经历过这种救赎。
What must we do to be saved?
那我们要做些什么才能够得救呢？
What must you do to be saved?
你必须做些什么，你们要做些什么才能够得救呢？
What must your family and friends do to be saved?
你的家人，你的朋友应该做些什么才能够得救呢？
We have to recognize that we have nothing to offer God, nothing.
我们必须要承认，我们其实没有任何东西可以给神的。
And he has everything to offer us.
而神有万有可以给我们。
The Bible calls this grace.
圣经上说这就是恩典。
We must become like beggars.
所以我们必须像一个乞丐那样。
I don't know if you know the hymn Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
有一首这个圣诗叫做万年岩石，就万年岩石。
I want to hear you sing it, Jen. Come on. Rock of Ages. There's a line in that hymn. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to your cross I cling.
里面有一句诗是这样子的：我的手上一无所有，只有紧紧抓住你的十字架。
Are you ready to come to Jesus with nothing in your hands?
你愿不愿意两手空空来到耶稣的面前？
In an attitude of humility and the truth of your brokenness.
并且怀着谦卑的态度承认自己的破碎。
If you can't admit that you're broken, how can you be saved from your brokenness?
所以如果你都不愿意承认你是破碎的，你怎么样能够得救呢？
You know, it's one thing about a church. We are a place where we can be honest. I hope.
所以关于教会有一点我非常重要，我希望每个人都能够诚实的面对。
Now, if you come to church to hide from others and so you pretend to be some sort of person who's got it all together, I'm sorry for you.
所以如果你来的时候你是伪装自己，假装自己是一个怎么样的人和人家聚会，真的是很不好。
Because you cannot come to Jesus that way.
因为你那样子的话，你就不能够来到耶稣的面前。
Well, there's a second thing we must recognize in order to be saved, and that is we need to recognize who Jesus really is.
然后我们需要承认的第二件事情，就是才能够得救的话呢，第二件事情就是我们要认识这个耶稣的真实身份。
You know, in the book of Acts, when Peter and then Paul were asked the same question, what must we do to be saved? They gave the same answer.
所以你们看到在圣经里面，彼得也好，保罗也好，当被问到这个问题，我们当做什么才能得救的时候呢，他们的答案是一样的。
They said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
他们说, 当信主耶稣, 你和你的全家就必得救。
What does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
相信主耶稣基督, 这是什么意思呢?
Oh, I believe that He existed 2,000 years ago. Is that enough?
我知道他是2000年前就存在。
Oh, I believe He was a great teacher and He did a lot of wonderful things. Is that enough?
我知道他是一个了不起的教师, 行了很多神迹, 够吗?
To believe is actually an attitude of the heart. To believe means that you recognize with your guts, with your spirit, with everything inside of you, who Jesus is.
所以所谓的信，其实上实际上是你心里的一种态度。所谓信，就是你要从肺腑之中发出来的一种信仰。
That's why the Bible often talks not about these eyes here, but the eyes of your heart.
所以圣经里面讲的并不是我们外在的眼睛，而是我们心中的眼目。
Now, have you ever noticed how often the Bible talks about blindness?
你们有没有注意到圣经里面多次讲到这个眼瞎的这个问题？
Even back in the Old Testament prophet Isaiah repeatedly accuses Israel of being blind.
即便是在旧约里面，旧约的这个先知以赛亚。
He wasn't talking about these eyes. He was talking about these eyes. You see, they had failed to see God with their hearts at work in their midst. They had failed to see His favor and His blessing upon them. And as such, they failed to respond to Him in worship and thanksgiving. And that's why they turned to false gods, and that's why they trusted in themselves, because they were blind.
反而呢，他们转向假神，信靠他们自己，原因就是因为他们是眼瞎的人。
Now the same thing continues through the Gospels.
那在福音书当中也有叙述。
Throughout the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly accuses people like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law of being blind.
所以在福音书当中，耶稣也是三番四次的谴责像法利赛人还有这个律法师这样的人。
Because they failed to see the glory of God and God's salvation at work in Jesus and through Jesus. They couldn't see it.
因为这些人根本没有看见神借着耶稣所行的救赎的大能和荣耀。
That's why I called these leaders blind guides, because they were leading God's people into the pit of falsehood and deception.
所以他称呼这些人为瞎眼的向导，因为他们把这个神的选民以色列人带进了虚荒和这个欺骗当中。
How can the blind lead the blind? Jesus asked.
所以耶稣就这样子问，瞎眼的怎能带领瞎眼的呢？
The point is that when you're blind, that's blind here in your heart, you can't see what God has to offer you.
所以这个关键问题是，如果你心里是瞎的，你怎么能看见神把什么东西？
Jesus came as their only hope for salvation, but they couldn't see it.
耶稣是救赎的唯一希望，可是这些人却看不见他。
And when He kept calling to them, come to Me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, instead of coming to Him, they chose to crucify Him.
所以耶稣一直在呼唤他们，到我这里来，我就会给你们安息。可是他们非但没有到耶稣那里来，反而选择将他钉死十字架。
I love reading the Gospels. They're so ironic.
所以在福音书当中，这种描述是非常具有讽刺意义的。
You know, there are several blind men in the Gospels who, just unlike the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they could really see.
因为在福音书里面有好几个瞎眼的人，他们不是像那些法利赛人和律法师那样。
Although they were outwardly blind, they could see the truth about Jesus with their hearts.
他们只是表面上眼瞎，可是他们可以从心中看见耶稣的这个形象。
Time and time again, they call out to Jesus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
所以他们一再的呼求耶稣，耶稣啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Because they can see, they put their faith in him.
因为他们可以看到，他们要信靠耶稣。
And here's the irony: the blind can see, while those who say they can see are actually blind.
所以这个讽刺就是在这里了。这些瞎眼的反倒能看见，那些有眼的反而是瞎的。
What about you? Are you willing to admit that you're blind?
所以你呢？你们呢？你们愿意承认是眼瞎的吗？
Will you ask Jesus to open your eyes?
愿不愿意请求耶稣来开你们的眼呢？
Will you beg Jesus to heal your eyesight and bring you out of darkness into His marvelous light?
你们愿不愿意祈求耶稣来治愈你的眼睛，把你从黑暗带进他光这个荣耀的光明呢？
Are you ready to come and be saved?
愿意来得救吗？
The question we've been asking today is very simple. What must we do to be saved?
所以回到我们今天问的这个问题很简单，我们需要做些什么才能得救？
What truths must we recognize before God's salvation can come into our hearts and into our homes?
所以，我们需要先承认什么样的事实，然后神的救赎才能够来到我们心中，才能够到了我们的家中。
There are two essential truths.
有两个最基本的事实。
First, we need to recognize the truth about ourselves.
第一就是我们需要认可承认关于我们自己的事。
We need to face up to the fact that we are empty and shallow and broken and needy.
我们需要面对这样的一个事实，就是我们是空虚的、狭隘的、破碎的、贫穷的。
And if you're not yet convinced of this, then let me read to you what Jesus says about you.
如果你还不相信的话，我读一段话，耶稣对你说的。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
在启示录三章十七节。
You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You might not like all those words.
你这些你们不喜欢这种话的。
It hurts, doesn't it?
It 听了扎心。
Pulls us down.
听了特别扎心。
But it's true.
可是这是真实。
And before we can be saved, we need to admit that this is true about us.
所以在我们得救之前，我们必须要承认这样的事实。
We are nothing but beggars before God.
在神的面前，我们一文不值，无非就是乞丐。
And we must set aside our pride and come to Him.
所以我们必须舍弃我们的骄傲。
What must I do to be saved? Secondly, we need to recognize the truth about Jesus.
为了得救，我们需要承认的第二个事实就是关于耶稣的。
Now, I admit this is hard for us to do because we've all been born blind.
这点很难做到，因为我们生来都是瞎眼的。
Fortunately, however, our blindness can be healed.
可是幸运的是，这种瞎眼可以治愈的。
But you need to call on Jesus to heal your eyesight.
可是你需要求告耶稣的名才能够治愈这样的眼睛。
You need to ask Him to reveal Himself to you in ways you could have never imagined.
你需要求他，让他向你显示以前所未有的方式。
You need to plead for His mercy, that you might be given His supernatural ointment to heal your eyes.And allow you to peer into the heavenly realms.
所以你需要恳求耶稣的怜悯，让他可以给你灵丹妙药，治好你的眼睛，这样你才能够看见属天的国度。
And only then will you see Jesus as Isaiah saw Jesus, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple.
然后你才能看见耶稣，就像以赛亚所描述的，至高至上，在圣殿的最上方。
Perfect timing, it's 12 o'clock.
我的时间掐得很准，正好十二点。
So let's finish with prayer.
好，我们以祷告结尾。
And I'm going to pray perhaps in a way that you've not heard before.
我可能用一种你们以前从来没有听过的方式祷告。
As I pray, I'm going to speak not to your body or your mind, I'm going to speak to your spirits.
我不准备对你们的身体 身体或是意念祷告，准备用对你们的灵说话。
The Bible says that it's only in our spirits that we understand that we are the children of God, as God's Spirit speaks to our spirits.
圣经里说，只有在我们的灵里面，我们才能够承认自己是神的孩子，因为神用灵对我们的灵讲话的。
And so I speak directly to your spirit in the beautiful name of Jesus the Savior.
所以我用我们的救主耶稣得胜的名对你们的灵祷告。
And I call your spirit to attention.
我请你们的灵听到。
I call your spirit to hear the word of God.
我呼求你们的灵听到神的话语。
I call your spirit to bow in humility before the King of Kings.
我呼求你们的灵在万王之王之前面前俯伏下拜。
I call your spirit to become like a beggar before God.
我呼求你们的灵像乞丐一样来到神的面前。
God's word says to you that there is nothing that you can bring to God to save yourself.
神的话是这样说的，你没有任何东西可以给神来得救。
Money cannot save you.
钱救不了你。
Fame and power cannot save you.
名誉权力救不了你。
Your family cannot save you.
家人救不了你。
Your ancestors cannot save you.
你的老祖宗也救不了你。
You cannot even save yourself.
甚至你自己都没有办法救自己。
And so I call your spirit to let go of all earthly pride.
所以我呼求你的灵放弃，摒弃所有属地的骄傲。
I call on your spirit to recognize yourself as you really are.Poor and blind and naked, lost and helpless, alone.
我呼求你的灵承认你自己真实的身份，那就是贫穷、瞎眼、赤裸、失丧、无助、无依无靠。
You are a beggar in desperate need of a savior.
你们是乞丐。迫切的需要救世主。
Today is the day of your salvation.
今天是救赎的日子。
Will you not reach out your hand like a beggar towards Jesus?
我们要伸出双手，向耶稣伸出双手，就像一个乞丐那样。
Today will you touch the fringe of his robe and be healed?
今天我们要去碰到他衣裳的穗子，让我们自己得救。
Today will you invite him into your heart and into your home?That you might be healed.
今天我们要请他进到我们的心灵，来到我们的家里，让我们得救。
Today will you call out his name, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
今天我们要呼告他的名，耶稣，大卫的子孙啊，可怜可怜我吧。
Will you plead on behalf of your family and friends for his mercy to spread?
你愿意代表你的家人，代表你的朋友恳求吗？让他的怜悯。普及四方。
We beg him to take away every spiritual sickness and disease.
我们请他能够驱走所有的属灵疾病。
I call your spirit to attention.
我请你的灵注意。
To recognize your great need for Jesus.
要承认你对耶稣的深刻需要。
To recognize his love for you.
承认他对你的莫大的爱。
And to recognize his great power.To give you a new eyes and a new heart.
承认耶稣的大能可以给你新的眼、新的心、新的意念。
A new mind and a renewed spirit.
新的意念和更新的灵。
Will you bow and beg the Lord Jesus to save you?
我们向我们的救主耶稣俯伏祈祷。
Amen.